If God is living and effective, able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You pay tithes of mint and dill and cumin. I have neglected the weightier things of the law, judgment and mercy and fidelity. But these you should have done without neglecting the others. Blind guides who strain out the gnat and swallow the camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You cleanse the outside of cup and dish, but inside they are full of plunder and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, cleanse first the inside of the cup, so that the outside may be clean." The Gospel of the Lord. This gospel is a stirred reminder this morning that at times we're all guilty of being a hypocrite. Sometimes we put expectations on people that we ourselves cannot hold up. It's easy to be a Pharisee, a hypocrite, because guess what you get to do all day? You get to go around pointing people's faults and criticizing. Discipleship takes a much harder route, though, because to be a disciple means to lead with empathy, compassion, mercy, patience, forgiveness, and to be open to the diversity in our midst. So my dear friends, myself included, we all struggle with this at times because we have our strong opinions, we have our likes, and it's easy for us to get stuck in a bubble. But what our Lord is asking us to do is to open our eyes to those around us and to lead as he taught us, which is to lead with compassion and forgiveness. So, how does that word hypocrite speak to you personally today? Where in your life, maybe have you behaved like one? I'm going to do the same. I've told you this story before, but when we were up in the seminary, every Wednesday night we would have soup nights during Lent. The soup was horrible, absolutely horrible. And we couldn't wait for the meal to be done because we'd go to In-N-Out or whatever. And every Wednesday, like clockwork, we'd see the priest of the seminary bring in pizza. And we thought, hypocrites, right? We laugh about that now. But that's just a small little example of how if we put rules on other people, we must hold those rules to ourselves. And the greatest rule is love and compassion. Amen? So how have you been behaved like a hypocrite? Let's pray on that right now. And we ask the grace to become a holier disciple today.